And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's a lot of uncertainty as to what will happen in next week's election, especially in the North Carolina General Assembly, where it's a 50-50 proposition as to whether Democrats will end the decade-long dominance that Republicans have held. Here, however, is one thing that ought to be priority number one, no matter which party comes out on top. Redistricting reform. Simply put, gerrymandering must be brought to an end once and for all through the establishment of an independent and nonpartisan redistricting commission. For while the courts have ordered some upgrades to the state's political maps that have made some elections less rigged this year, the hard truth is that North Carolina still remains badly gerrymandered to favor Republican majorities. Even, for instance, if Democratic candidates win most of the votes in legislative races, it's still quite likely that Republicans will win more seats. And this needs to change. House Democratic leader Darren Jackson pledged recently that his party will pursue redistricting reform right away in 2021 if it wins a majority next week, and Republican leaders ought to have the integrity to join him in the pledge. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.